Unity of Farmington Hills, a powerful path for spiritual living.
Good morning, Unity of Farmington Hills. Welcome to another Sunday service. Thank you so much for being here today. We appreciate you. On behalf of the UFH music team, we appreciate each and every one of you for being here. So today's daily word is discover. So discover is today's daily word. So every experience, every question, and every prayer leads us to a deeper understanding of who we are and how God expresses through us. This morning, Reverend Kelly will invite us to live from divine love and let wisdom guide the heart. So let's begin our time together with a song that reminds us there is always a way when we're open to Spirit's guidance.
You say love is just a word, just four letters in a row, just a thing that people say, or they never tell you so. And you use every excuse to let nobody in, but this cloud you bring around has become your only friend. And everybody's saying that it's gotta go away, but it don't go. And everybody's telling you one day it's going to change, but you don't know if it's really going to end. But there is a way, there is a spark, there is a hope that you can hold on to. There is a lifeline come to the rescue, just like a hand that's waiting for you. And if you believe in this, I promise that you won't be alone. There is a way, the truth and the life and the way.
But if love became a man, if the word had flesh and bone, would you recognize his face if he came to bring you home? You think you're all alone, gotta do it on your own, riding solo. Is there someone you can call when you stumble and fall? 'Cause you don't know you'll be getting up again.
But there is a way, there is a spark, there is a hope that you can hold on to. There is a lifeline come to the rescue, just like a hand that's waiting for you. And if you believe in this, I promise that you won't be alone. There is a way, the truth.
Thank you.
If I thought love was just a word, I might feel the same way too. But there's so much more than that, and it's waiting here for you. There is a way, there is a spark, there is a hope that you can hold on to. There is a lifeline, come to the rescue, just like a hand that's waiting for you. And if you believe in this, I promise that you won't be alone. There is a way, there is a way. Come on, there is a way.
And the life and the way.
Come on, there is a way.
And the life and the way. Truth and the life and the way.
There is a way. There is a way.
Truth and the life and the way. Truth and the life and the way.
There's a way back home.
Truth and the life and the way.
There is a way.
Truth and the life and the way.
Come on, there is a way.
Truth and the life and the way.
Oh, there is a way.
The truth and the life and the way.
What a way to get us started this morning. Give them another hand. There is a way. Good morning, Farmington Hills guests and online viewers. Welcome to our service today and an inspiring message from Reverend Kelly. I'm Lois Jones, the platform assistant today, and I will share the announcements and upcoming events. If you are a first-time guest, please take a welcome packet from the usher as you leave the sanctuary. Welcome, guests. Join us after service in the social hall for fellowship and light refreshments prepared by our hospitality team. Special thanks to other members who also donate tasty dishes and treats. Today is Health and Wellness Sunday, so see Dr. Lynette Kelly after service in the social hall and have your blood pressure checked from 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. It might be a little bit high after the service. Dr. Kelly always has healthy tips and information to share as well. Today is the last day of this month to make your love October Love Enrichment Donation. Please write LED or Love Enrichment Donation on your check or envelope. For online LED donations, please check Capital Campaign. Please see our progress for September and October on our Love Heart chart next Sunday in the social hall. And remember, our love enriches our home. Can you say that? Our love enriches our home. Our annual Thanksgiving Day food drive begins today and runs through Wednesday, November 19th. Please donate cans of vegetables, potatoes, stuffing, other dry food, diapers, formulas, and so forth. Cash donations are also acceptable. Last year, we set a record of 62 boxes for 62 families. And you too. Thanks to your generous donations and volunteer contributions. Let's do it again and even more. Fall yard cleanup this year is Saturday, November the 8th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Please bring your yard tools, gloves, and garbage bags to help our garden team clean up, put away items, and prepare our grounds for winter. Faith is waiting for you. Join us on Sunday, November the 9th at 10 a.m. for Veterans Appreciation Day, and help us celebrate those who served in the military and made the ultimate sacrifice that we may be free and safe here in the USA. Thank you, veterans, for your service. Just a reminder, all groups on hiatus for the summer have returned to their regular meeting schedule. Check with the leader of your group for any questions or meeting information. To stay abreast of current and upcoming events at UFH, please take a handout available in the lobby, visit our Facebook page or website, or read through our newsletter that's emailed every Friday. To receive our weekly newsletter, complete the form on the bottom of our homepage. A prayer chaplain will be available to pray with you after service today near the patio doors. Everyone is asked to leave the sanctuary immediately following the service to provide a quiet space for prayer. And now, as this fabulous music team sings Surely the Presence, let us prepare for the daily word and opening prayer. Thank you. God bless.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
It's beautiful outside, even though it's kind of chilly. It still looks nice out there, doesn't it?
Yes.
We're going to go ahead and get started in our daily word for today. So I invite you to get relaxed. If you feel led to close your eyes, you may do so now. If not, you can read along up on the screen. The daily word for today, Sunday, October 26th, 2025, is Discover. Our affirmation reads, as I discover, I learn and grow. And our message reads, my life is a journey of discovery. Over the years, I may have traveled to other lands, discovering new cultures and landscapes. Through my explorations, I have learned all kinds of things and grown in all kinds of ways. My spiritual life has been a journey of discovery as well. Through my spiritual practice, I have deepened my understanding of God and of myself as a spiritual being. I have discovered new landscapes within myself as I have communed with God in prayer and have changed my life through the power of my thinking. As long as I live, I will find more to discover. Questioning, learning, and growing help me discover the wonders within and all around me. Our Bible verse for today comes from Jeremiah 33, verse 3, and it reads, call to me and I will answer you and will tell you great and hidden things that you have not known. Let us pray. So if you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes, take a deep cleansing breath as we shut out the outer world, and go within to commune with the inner world, that power, that presence, that activity of God. As we acknowledge that there is only one power, only one presence, only one activity that is active in our lives and in the universe, and that is God, the good, omnipotent, omnipresent, omniscient. Take another deep breath and breathe in a feeling of love. And exhale deeply, releasing love from your heart center. Release everything that concerns you right now, knowing that God is perfecting it. We're letting go, letting God, LG, LG. And we rest in this now moment, God, moving into a deeper sense of love and faith, trust, awareness, letting love resonate in our heart center, letting our minds become open and free and coachable to hear your daily message, your message for today, to become expressions of the meaning, the lesson, and the purpose of your message as it cultivates, aligns our minds, and demonstrates more deeply your word inside of us, bringing us alive and alight with your word. And just for a little bit, let's sit in the feeling of love and peace. Let your shoulders drop as you release. Just let your body relax in this now moment, opening yourself up like a rose opening up to the sunlight. Let your entire body become alert to the experience of God within you right now. And let the warmth radiating from your heart radiate throughout your entire body. And we thank you, God, for your divine gift of love that is loving us no matter what. That activity that is absolute love and oneness, unifying everything in this universe. We thank you for the ways that you are teaching us to love you more deeply with all our heart, mind, strength, and how to love each other as we love God. Lifting this prayer, Lord, in the mighty name and nature of the indwelling Christ. Thank you, God, and so it is. Amen. I just love that. And now let's go ahead and affirm our love offering blessing together. Our statement of being together. I just skipped to the end, didn't I? I reversed it. I know we could do it twice. I just hit reverse. We're up here closing out the service. Okay. Statement of being together. God is all, both invisible and visible. One presence, one mind, one power is all. This one that is all is perfect life, perfect love, and perfect substance. I am an individualized expression of God. Then say it two more times like you mean it. I am an individualized expression of God. I am an individualized expression of God. I am ever one with this perfect life, perfect love, and perfect substance. And yes, you are. And walk as if you know it. We're going to close this part out with the Grow U of H growth affirmation. Together, we give thanks for our expansive congregation that fills our halls, sanctuary, and classrooms with seekers and teachers of unity truth, fills our hearts with love and joy, and provides us with all of the necessary resources to co-create a loving and compassionate Spirit-filled world. Amen to that.
Ladies and gentlemen, discovery begins when we step out of the dark.
It's cold in here. I'm going to turn on the heat.
Celebrates that journey, learning, growing, and becoming brighter reflections of Spirit's love.
Mm-hmm. stars came crashing down in tiny pieces to the ground. I was all alone down here, trapped beneath the atmosphere. Then I thought somebody called my name. I spun around and caught a flame. I gave in to a god I didn't know. All around, but in the distance I could see a flame. It's so much brighter living in your world. Spirit, what you did for me. Give me something I want everyone, I mean everyone, to see. When we struggle and it all goes wrong, only you can make it right. So I say,
learning to be the light. I love that. Let's give them another hand. Ooh-wee. You know what? Sometimes I have moments where I get really, really full. You guys see me often when I'm weeping my eyes off. I'm really full, but I feel very full today. Especially in this moment. Can I tell you all that I love you deeper than you can ever, ever know? Like, for real, I love you. I can't believe that I'm your minister. Like, really, I just can't believe it. And I don't think I ever want to, because that keeps me in the wonder and the amazement and the joy and the stretching of being an expression of God that leads this church. It keeps me in a sense of awe and a sense of reverence. The Bible talks about fear a lot, in the Old Testament especially. But in that word fear, the word, it really comes from, the root word of that is in awe and reverence. And it is a deep, deep, deep place to be in, to be up here today. And any time I come up here, just to take on this role as a minister for me, for you all, is deep. And I love you all. And those of you who are new today, or have come, it's been a minute since you've been here, you are included in that love. Those of you who are watching online, you are included. Those who will be watching later, you're included in that. It is such a deep stretching to move into a space where you just walk in the expression of love. And in being a minister, you're called to be that way all the time. So I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for that. So I just had to say that to you all. So today, as we continue our journey, going deeper into understanding what the churches of Revelation represent, we're going to go into the church in Thyatira. And this, to me, is really deep, because this has been a deep level of my stage in spiritual development. These churches represent different stages, different levels of spiritual consciousness, different stages in our unfolding of our spiritual development and who we are as we walk in an expression of Christ. So as we walk in this expression of Christ, understanding more Thyatira, this church represents where the emotional love, expression of love, moves into an expression, a spiritual expression of love. But then love turns into a deep force, a deep strength within, a deep resonating, radiating power that opens you up to the oneness of God so deeply that you're not loving from a state of transactional love to get back. You're loving from a state of transformational love to transform you and those around you, that wherever you go, whoever you walk past is better than they were, than it was, the place that you were, than it was when you got there and when you walked past there. That's one of the things my father taught us as we were growing up, that wherever we go, he said, even wherever you work and wherever you go to school, where, whoever you're around, he said, leave that place better than it was before you got there. Which means that there has to be some type of growing and expansion when you get there, so that when you leave, not only are you changed, the place has changed, the people have changed, the situation has changed. Amen? Amen. Thyatira is that transforming love energy. It's that state in our consciousness where we have moved from the spiritual desire to know God more deeply into the spiritual, the faith in the substance of God, which is Smyrna. So Ephesus is that Ephesus, which is the first church of the churches in Revelation, represents that spiritual desire to know God more deeply. And then Smyrna was the next church that we studied, and that is having trust and faith in the Spirit of God, the substance of God on which all things come from. So the nothingness and allness of God, we totally trust in and live from that space. Last week we talked about Pergamum, and Pergamum represented spiritual intelligence. Well, our human intelligence being transformed into spiritual intelligence, which really is moving us into a sense of discernment. Today we're going to talk about how, like I said, how we move from emotional love into spiritual love. Now, this is deep because when we look in this letter to Thyatira, which is in Revelation chapter 2, verse 18 through 29. I'm not going to read through all the verses because we've already gone through this before, but I want to go deeper into some pieces that are connected to our spiritual development in this stage of transforming emotional love into spiritual love, which creates in us the heart of discernment. That's a deep place to come from, a heart of discernment. So in the beginning of this letter, in verse 18, it says that this, write this letter to the angel of the church in Thyatira. This is the message from the Son of God, whose eyes are like flames of fire, whose feet are like polished bronze. Verse 19, which this piece I'm going to dig in more, it says, I know all the things that you do. I've seen your love, your faith, your patient endurance. And I can see your constant improvement in all things. See, that's that part of going somewhere, and when you leave, it is better than it was before you got there, because you continue to grow and improve. And so when you stepped out of that situation, what you resonated for you becomes greater and better before than you got there, and also that place, because you permeated that place with that newness of who you are. And we're called to continue to grow and continue to expand. And that piece is deep, because in this place of Thyatira, we get so excited by love. We get so excited by the expression of oneness. We get so excited by experiencing the Word of God and the oneness of the Word of God and the truth that we want to share. You can't help but share, because it's an expansive part of yourself to touch and agree with other people through your service. And as you touch and agree with other people through your service, you do it for the sake of doing it, not for the accolades, not to get a pat on the back, not to move forward in life, but to experience the actual letting God use you as God's hands and feet. Faith, you say that all the time. Using God as your hands and feet, but not just your hands and feet, but as your experience of oneness to touch others. And that's deep. He goes on and says that he has a complaint to them, and that complaint is that they're letting this lady Jezebel, who calls herself a prophet, come into their church and infiltrate their church with these false teachings. Just like in Pergamum with the Nicolaitans, Jezebel is here. And Jezebel, they're saying Jezebel here purposely in the New Testament in this writing because it's referring to the Jezebel in 2 Kings. When he who was married to the king Ahab, she was the queen who manipulated and who they considered evil. She was really twisted in her way of thinking out of the alignment of love. So she manipulated, she killed, she did a lot of things that were just very unloving. And so this person, this woman in this church Jesus is talking to, he calls her a Jezebel. But when you look at it on a deeper level, Jezebel lives in all of us. Every time you get emotional and overwhelmed, every time you get frustrated, every time you show an act of love for control or to fix or to do something to please, every time we get overwhelmed with frustration and we withhold our love, or anger, unloving circumstances, we become unforgiving and we step in a place of resentment and limit lamenting on something over and over again, living in the past and letting those feelings dredge up feeling new emotions, a new experience of the same emotion, that's Jezebel. How many of us have had moments where we get upset? How many of us have had moments where we get angry? How many of us have even had moments where it took us a minute to forgive something because it was hard to let it go? That's Jezebel. And it's not a bad thing. It's just a perfect thing to show us where we need to transform that expression in our consciousness. That phase of how we are loving by the way we're looking at a situation and labeling it something to keep and causes those emotions. Does that make sense? If you weren't judging a situation, do you think you'd get angry about it? I mean, seriously. If you weren't judging a situation, having expectations of something, do you think you'd get disappointed? No. If you weren't in a space of seeing something from your human perspective, do you think it would be easier to let go of it and forgive if you move to spirit? Well, that's what Jezebel represents. And Thyatira gives us an opportunity. The church demonstrates the transformation of moving out of those moments into the truth. And you know you've moved into the truth when that all of that dissipates into peace. When you look at things and remember things and there's no emotional charge there anymore, there's no fear there anymore, there's just a sense of peace. It is what it is. And I say it is what it is straight up, no chaser. Because some people say it is what it is, but let's take the butt out and just use it to sit. I'm just saying. Change the meaning of the butt and let it be a sit. I just wanted to make y'all laugh. Okay. So now this is deep because Charles Fillmore, when he talks about love in this book, Keep a True Lent. I love his books. In this book, it's chapter 5. It's called the Throne of Love. And Thyatira represents the throne of love. It's the part in our consciousness that is the love center, which he says is right in the back of the heart. And it's beautiful because where it is in the back of the heart is connected to where wisdom is, which is the back of the gut. And the two work together so that whatever you're feeling intuitively in your gut, in your stomach, the back of your stomach, you experience it through your heart emotions. If you come from intuition that is linked with wisdom, no labels, your heart will always feel peace. He says there is a distinction between love of the divine type exercised by divine man and love of the human type exercised by the mortal man. It requires discerning judgment to distinguish between human and divine love. He goes on to say all love is divine in its origin. I'll say that again. All love is divine in its origin. He says, but in passing through the prism of man's mind, it is apparently broken into many colors. He goes on to say, yet like the ray of white light, it ever remains pure. It is within man's province to make its manifestation in his life just as pure as its origins, meaning to transform that love through the light of Christ in you back into the pureness of what it is. Loving just for the sake of loving. Being an expansion, a radiating presence of God wherever you go, no matter what you see. Now that is why this is a deep sense, a deep stage in your spiritual unfoldment, because that's not easy to do. Our history is always reoccurring in our mind and triggering things when we see different things. He goes on to say, this too requires painstaking discrimination and good judgment. We learn by experience that love must be directed by wisdom. If we give up blindly to the impulses suggested by human love, like just give into it, he said, we shall suffer many downfalls. And that represents Jezebel. So anytime we're feeling some kind of way inside, Jezebel has occurred. Does that make sense to everybody? That's what that represents. Anytime we're out of alignment with a peace inside of ourselves, somewhere in our emotions, we're letting the human experience of it override the spiritual expression of it. Does that make sense? There's a difference in experiencing something and expressing something. When we experience it from the inside out and let it overwhelm us, we come from that place. But when we are dwelling in and sitting in the peace of God within, we experience it on a deep level and we become that experience outwardly. We become heaven on earth. We become what God called, what in unity we call the Son of Man. The Son of Man is the expression of the Christ in us, the Son of God in us. The Son of God in us is that Christ expression. The Son of Man in us is when we demonstrate it in the world. Does that make sense? So I promise you, if you're demonstrating the Son of Man, you are coming from absolute love that is aligned with divine wisdom. Jesus goes on to say, to those who have been holding true, because this was Thyatira was a city where there was a lot of hustle and bustle going on. They had these trade guilds there and craftsmanship. So it was a lot of, and the craftsmanship and the trade guilds where there was also the industries that were rooted in dyeing fabrics and stuff. From Lydia. So purple was a real powerful back then. Everything that was purple, the purple dye was real powerful. So they got a lot of garments and things from there that were dyed in purple, which represented royalty. But in these guiles, there was also the idol worshiping that was going on, and you had to be an idol worshiper in order to participate. Can you imagine being in the new Christian consciousness, the new Christian experience coming from these new Christian church, these early Christian church, these Jewish people transforming into early Christians. And they can't participate in these trades because they're not worshiping idols. Can you imagine that? Now, I'm asking you, is there anything going on in this world, in this country, that is calling us to align with it? Is there a consciousness in this country or in this world that's calling us to align with it, that if we don't align with it, we'll be persecuted and we'll be judged? I'm asking. Unity alone. Can you go somewhere easily with other people and start talking unity talk? I'm asking. Like people who you go around with, are there some people who, if you go into and start talking unity talk, you will kind of be looked at crazy? Yes. Going deeper into the metaphysical understanding of the Bible is not common. So what we're learning in unity, what we're experiencing in unity, and the way we live in unity, that's not common. There's mostly the letter of the law and stepping in the letter of the law. We go deeper into the spiritual, the experience of the law and demonstrate from that level.
So like when my father or some others say to me, yeah, and when Jesus was on the cross and God turned his back, I can't align with that. Number one, to me, God's not a human being that can turn his back. To me, God is a spiritual activity. Isn't that what we learn? Jesus said, God is spirit, and he who worships spirit must what? Worship in spirit and in truth. That's spiritual expression. Of course, spiritual expression is using human beings, but that's spiritual expression. So I say, well, Daddy, I understand that. And we had a conversation about this. And I said, I get what you're saying, but God is not a man. And the Bible says that God is everywhere present. So God is just as present in hell as God is in heaven. It's just that those who are in a hell experience are in a consciousness where they're separating themselves in their mind because they're distracted by human experience. Does that make sense? I can be in the room with you and you not acknowledge me. For you not in that moment, I don't exist. Like for real. I have experienced where I have walked up in line, stood next to some waiting in line. This is one time we were on vacation. And I'm the next person in line, and a white couple comes up with their kids, comes up next to me as if I'm not there. I'm like, gotta move over a little because he's bumping over. When it's my turn to talk to the hostess, she looks past me. She did not see me. I promise you she didn't see me. She saw the white people. I say, hey, wait, I'm right here. She's like, oh, I didn't even see you there. At that moment, to her, I didn't exist, but I was there. That's the presence of God. The presence of God is everywhere present, but only when we acknowledge it do we represent the fact that it's there, the truth that is there. Does that make sense? Whenever you turn and put something in front of God, whenever you turn and become emotional about something, and that emotion draws you away from a sense of peace, you're being led by Jezebel. It's a spiritual, it's an emotional experience that's drawing you from the spiritual truth. Does that make sense? That's why we are being called to love from the peace within, the love within, not the love we think it is. There's a difference there. Because the love we think it is changes with the circumstances, but the truth is always there. Is that making sense? So he's telling those, let me make sure I covered everything, those who are in alignment, that if you hold to the truth, I'm going to go down to verse 26, to all who are victorious, who obey me to the very end, to them I will give authority over all nations. They will rule, verse 27, they will rule the nations with an iron rod and smash them like clay pots, which means that, and then let me do number 28. They will have the same authority I received from my Father, and I will also give them the morning star. Anyone with ears to hear, that's verse 29, must listen to the Spirit and understand what he is saying to the churches. I'm just following Spirit right now. Okay, so as we go into this deeply, you can't help but get the morning star when you're in the presence of God, when you're seeking to know the truth, because the morning star represents enlightenment. It represents transformation. You ever see in cartoons when they get the aha, they get this light bulb goes off on their head? Well, that's a imagery of spiritual dawning on you. When the Spirit dawns on you and you unfold in it, remember in the Bible, in Genesis, it was night first, and then the light. There was the dawn, the light came. And the darkness is that struggle between the emotional and the spiritual. When you move into the light, when you move into the truth, you become liberated in freedom and love and joy. And so this is calling us to let go of all emotional ties to the human and step into spirit. And let's do this real quick. I'm going to go through this real quick. Then we're going to have the kids come show their costumes to us. Number one, we practice spiritual discernment by pausing first in compassion and asking, is this mine to do? Or am I seeking to please, to control, and to fix? And now I'm talking to me as a parent right now, too. As a parent, we want to fix it. We want to control it. We want to make it right. We can't help it. But we're being called to come from a place of wisdom to do what is ours to do from the heart and to let God do what is God's to do in them from the heart. Does that make sense? It's some deep courage to turn our children over to God. It's a sacrifice of our own humanness as their mother and father and the truth that they are God's children, and in God's children, they are brothers and sisters with us. They're brought to us to raise them up and then let them go. Second thing, cultivate daily spiritual practice by meditating and praying. Fourth unity principle, through prayer, meditation, denials and affirmation, we align our minds and our hearts, for that matter, with the consciousness of God. So stopping every once in a while, like I have us do, centering in your heart and breathe from your heart. When you breathe from your heart, you breathe from the wealth, the infinite expression of love, not your human understanding of it. I promise you, your human understanding of it is limited. But if you come from the wealth of love within you, and you know you're doing it when you have peace, you will always know what to do. You will always be that expression of peace, no matter what. The other thing is to live love as a service to God, not people. Does that make sense? That I'm serving the Christ in you. Even if I see you as homeless, even as I see you as hungry, I'm still serving the Christ in you. Now, the Christ in me speaks to the Christ in you and gives you from the wealth inside of me of love, not pity. You don't want to come from pity, because it's limiting your expression of who they are. You come from this person is a divine expression of God, linked to the same wealth that I am, and God is using me to give to them physically as I affirm that they have it spiritually as well. Does that make sense? And it's in any law of attraction, anything in there, and that's the law of giving and receiving. So now in that case, love meets the need without attachment, and love meets the need without losing inner peace. I want us to, as we close out, I want us to affirm this together. Divine love guided by wisdom, together. Divine love guided by wisdom moves through me in right action, together. Moves through me in right action. My heart is strong.
My heart is strong.
My heart is discerning.
My heart is discerning.
My heart is filled with grace.
My heart is filled with grace.
I move from emotional love into spiritual love. God, teach me the way. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And so it is. Amen. I'm going to let that go. I'm going to let the kids come in. Sharon, you can bring the kids in. Is that door? You can, Ruth Ann, can you let her know she can come in? Thank you. And I'm going to ask the music team to come down while the kids are coming in. We'll look at their Halloween costumes as they prepare for Halloween. As they're coming in, I'm going to share a story with you that... Oh, malfunction. Okay. As they're doing this, I'm going to share a story with you that I heard. And it was this teacher who was teaching her kids how to use love and wisdom. And so she had them go out in a windy day. They had their candles lit. And they went out there and the candles wouldn't stay lit. And then so she had them put the candles in a lantern. And when they went out there, the candle stayed lit even though it was windy outside. And she said, that is the difference, that when you use wisdom, even when it's windy, even when it's emotional, you will always be guided. Your love will be a flame always, but it'll be guided, protected, and directed by wisdom. And I thought that was pretty powerful. So I'm asking us, put on your wisdom as you live in your light and your expression, your flame of love. Ooh-wee! All right, let's give them a hand.
Mm-hmm.
clap for them. Malfunction. Got it. Woo! Aww. So was Caden's costume the malfunction? Yeah. It went out of air. Oh. It's supposed to be lit up in a dinosaur, y'all. Yeah, there it is. But thank you all for showing your costumes. What'd you say? They're going to go get their treats. All righty, let's give them another hand. That looks pretty. Woo! That's nice costumes. We're going to do our love offering right now. Let's go ahead and bring to mind what you feel led to give in your heart. Take your love offering out if you have it with you and put it over your heart as we go ahead and affirm our love offering blessing together. And it should be up on the screen together. Divine love through me blesses and multiplies all that I am, all that I have, all that I give, and all that I receive. Thank you, God. Amen. We're going to have the ushers go around to go ahead and do the, and if you already gave your love offering, put your hand and bless the basket. And if you did it online, bless it as well in your heart. And we're going to have the music team sing, right?
That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, as we discover God's love within ourselves, we begin to see the same divine light in one another. This song celebrates
that
unity, inclusion, and the joy of living as one family in spirit.
Doors, are they saying Scooby Dooby Doo?
Yep.
And Steve's not here. He was Scooby Dooby Doo at our trunk or treat. I'm going to ask the ushers to come. Steve should have been here doing the Scooby Dooby Doo. That was a fun song. Wasn't that a fun song?
Yeah.
All righty. Let's rub our hands together. Extend your hands to the love offering. I forgot to pick up the thing so I can read it. I'm going to actually type it out so it can be up on the screen for you all to read along with me. So I'm going to do my part and then I'll have you guys repeat after me. Thank you, God, for these gifts of love coming from hearts of love to bless this ministry of love. Repeat after me. Thank you, God, for your ever increasing, unceasing flow of absolute good into our lives now. Thank you, God. Amen.
Thank you, God. Amen.
Amen. Amen to that. Thank you. And thank you, ushers. And let's go ahead and we're going to have those who have birthdays in October. Stan, any October birthdays? Woo-hoo!
Happy birthday.
And Micah and Dave seemed like they, Michael and Dave seemed like they were brothers. They were going, happy birthday to you. And Reverend Rita was just chapter clapping along. Let's stand so we can do our prayer for protection. I think I covered everything, right?
Yep.
Peace, song, and prayer for protection. Oh, we're leaving around 11. Woo! Cool beans. I know, right, Dennis? Scooby-Doo. Let's get in a circle so we can pray together and sing together and close this out. I love that. Actually, I'm feeling led to, when you get in a circle, we're going to call out the names of people who we're praying with today. And you all can, if you need to face the, up on the balcony, you can turn this, you can do a half circle so you can face the balcony. I want you guys to call out the name, you guys look, oh, you're just waiting for me to tell you what, y'all looking at me so serious, like I'm, okay, we're going to call out, I want to do that prayer, I want to do a prayer, call out the names of anyone who you are feeling that needs prayer. Actually, we're affirming the truth in their life right now. Just close your eyes, take a deep breath, exhale deeply, even if it's your name, call it out. Let's imagine a, yes. And call out the names. Lisa, Ashley, Ayana, Joanna, Michael, Laura. And continue to call out the names as I pray. God, thank you so much that we can come into alignment with the truth of those whose names we've called into this spiritual circle. Here in the sanctuary and online, we thank you for your resonating power that is there with them right now. The love that is unfolding and being the expression of whatever it is that their Christ self is calling forth to express in their life. We are grateful, God, to feel the radiating, healing energy in this circle, here and virtually online. We call forth every thing that is needed, not from our voice, from our mouths, but from the heart that is connected to the divine mind of God that knows all things and is all things. And so we thank you, God, for answering every single prayer that is an acknowledgement and a desire coming forth for your expression in their lives and in our lives. And we thank you, God, for your love that loves us no matter what and teaches us how to love you and ourselves and others in that same vein. In the name and nature of the indwelling Christ, we pray. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
Amen. Amen. Now let's do our prayer for protection. If you need to look at the screen, feel free to do so together. The light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. The presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is, and all is well. Now our peace song. Thank you, God. Amen.
Praise God. There's peace on earth. I know it begins with me. Praise God, there's peace on earth, the peace that was meant to be. With God as Creator, family all are we. I now walk with my family in perfect harmony.
And there's nothing you can do to stop.
Thank you for listening to this Unity of Farmington Hills podcast. We hope this has encouraged you, inspired you, and uplifted you. If you are unable to attend our Sunday gatherings but would still like to support our spiritual community, visit our giving page, unityfh.com/donate.